In this session, I'll be describing the kind of honesty that nonviolent communication supports. It's a radically different kind of honesty than many of us have been educated to use. Many of us have been educated by an honesty that evolves from our system of justice, retributive justice, which judges people as right or wrong, good or bad, with the attachment to that, that if you are good, right, appropriate, etc., you deserve to be rewarded. But if you are bad, wrong, etc., you deserve to suffer, be punished, etc. It's my belief that that kind of honesty, that kind of thinking, is the basis of violence on our planet. It's a way of thinking that makes violence enjoyable. We're interested in nonviolent communication with the kind of honesty that supports people connecting with each other in a way that makes compassionate giving inevitable, that makes it enjoyable for people to contribute to each other's well-being. This kind of honesty basically involves telling people what's alive in us without using any words that criticize, and to tell people what would make life more wonderful for us, what we are requesting, without presenting this as a demand, but to present it as a request. So let's look at what kind of honesty is involved in this evaluation of this kind. First of all, it's very important to be able to make clear observations to people that tell them what language on their part is stimulating our needs being fulfilled and what things they're doing that are not fulfilling our needs. This is one of the hardest things for human beings to do, according to Indian philosopher Jadu Krishnamurti. It involves observing without evaluating, which Krishnamurti says is the highest form of human intelligence, to observe without evaluating. For example, I was working with some school administrators in the United States in a school system, and I was teaching these principals of schools how to evaluate teachers' performance. They were required to do this twice a year, to evaluate teachers' performances, so they would observe the teachers in various situations and then have a session with the teacher where they would evaluate the teacher. So in my session with these school principals, I suggested that they think of a teacher who was behaving in a way that they were not happy with, and I would show them how to evaluate that teacher's behavior in a nonviolent communication way. And I started by asking them to think of a specific thing that this person does that you don't like. And one of the principals picked a teacher that he said is inconsiderate of other teachers. And I pointed out that inconsiderate was what I would call an evaluation. And I was suggesting that I was asking for an observation. What does this person do that leads you to interpret her as inconsiderate? And he thought for a while, and he said, well, you know, she does what she wants, but doesn't think of how this might affect other people on the staff. And I said again, excuse me, but you see, that is your evaluation. You're telling me what you think is going on in her, what she thinks about or doesn't think about. I was asking for a specific behavior. He thought and thought, and he was having trouble doing it. The other administrators also saw the trouble they were having, how easy it was, instead of answering my question of just what does the person do, they were mixing in what they thought of the person for doing this or how they interpreted them for doing it. So with my help, this administrator, who judged this person as inconsiderate. The behavior was that this teacher would take her students outside for activities and have them perform these activities, sometimes outside the window of teachers who were trying to teach subjects. And he gave two or three other concrete examples of things that this teacher did that interfered with other teachers wanting to teach as they wanted to. So it took him quite a while to get to this specific behavior of what the teacher did. Other administrators also suffered through this same process. The first two or three things they would tell me would be diagnoses, interpretations, criticism, but not the answer to my question of specific things that the person did that they didn't like. At this point, one of the school administrators jumped up and literally ran out of the room. And everybody looked a little confused about what might have led this man to run out of the room in this way. The next morning, he came in before the others and walked up and apologized to me for his abrupt departure the previous day. He said, "The reason I ran out, Marshall, that activity you did at the beginning, showing us how to make clear observations without mixing in any evaluation, really helped me to understand why I always hate these evaluation procedures, because I can see that by mixing up observation with evaluation, how it was easy for teachers to hear they were being criticized, but not to learn from it by my not being able to tell them the specific behaviors I was referring to. And I ran out yesterday because on the way to your training, I stopped off at the school and dropped my teacher evaluations for this period with my secretary to type up. And just listening to your first session helped me to see why I hate these periods and why the teachers get so defensive. I could see that it was because I was mixing up observation and evaluation. So I ran back to the school and asked the secretary to give me back the evaluations before she went to all of the trouble of typing them up. And I spent the whole day trying to make these evaluations by making clear observations to the teachers without mixing in any evaluations." He later told me when I went back to that school system a few months later how drastically different his evaluation period was this time. Instead of the teachers getting defensive and instead of it hurting morale, how much they appreciated an evaluation in which they could clearly see what they did that was in harmony with the administrator's values and what they did that conflicted with his values. We can learn by clear observations, but when the observations and evaluations are mixed together so that it sounds like a criticism, it makes the evaluation period painful for both sides.